This is working session of the board on January 14th, 2020 at 3:50 p.m.
I don't think we need 3 and 4 and 5 there every week. The day on the hill is the 13th and 14th. That's the time that we all can go. So,
I'll
will
be
you
there
guys...
Okay.
What we'll do is I'll send this around. Pick one.
I can't find them.
You're gonna be there.
I'll be there. All of them except for the last two.
Are you sure it's the 13th and 14th? Because last year we were good on Valentine's Day. We were gone.
Though.
Or we're home.
Yeah, it's on Valentine's Day.
They'll have session.
It is.
We home that night.
We'll just be home that evening. Okay. So yeah, is there any questions regarding this?
So
pick the dates.
No, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks.
I got it.
So everybody pick at least one, and then the second one would be the 14th. Okay.
And I'll alternate for anybody that.
Yeah, I didn't do anything since we talked last time.
Okay.
Except maybe.
All right, Lyle, are you coming back?
Yeah.
Good.
Go
with
Chris.
I don't
know
yet.
So I'll do about 3 seconds. Yeah.
I don't.
Go to the bathroom. Okay.
We're checking it if we're going. Is that what we're doing?
Put your name behind after.
Oh,
yeah.
So do we know what time that is?
Okay.
7 o'clock.
It's a 7.
Is it on a Wednesday or Thursday?
Is it Saturday or
Wednesday?
Saturday?
Wednesday.
All right. Sorry, that's kind of small. I have to just do this just for. Just to get you an idea, the laws changed on how you do boundaries. So I'm presenting to you again. Nothing has changed. The boundaries are where they're at. I will be meeting a week from tomorrow with all the parents. I met with PTA. I met with the city. I met with you guys. But I'll meet with the parents a week from Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Majestic Fields, and that'll be a public meeting for all of the people down there. They're involved. It's really three
schools.
So that's
Wednesday?
That's Wednesday. What date's Wednesday?
The 22nd.
22nd at 7 p.m. at Majestic Fields. And we're going to do everybody. And which is only just Majestic Fields, Little Valley, and part of Crimson. And there's not much from Crimson. The only issue I've had is I've got a little discussion down here with a few people, and I'm working with them. And the other problem I've had, not problem, is dual immersion. But we think we've got a solution for the school to help take care of the 4th and 5th graders. Or 4th and 5th. Because they were going to Majestic with the split. But I think we've got a way to solve the problem. And I've talked to a couple parents today, and they liked our idea.
So how are you solving that?
We'll do one teacher takes the 27 kids, and we'll do half a day. She'll do it in Portuguese and half a day in English. She's that good.
At that school?
Yeah, instead of having to bus them up here, which we can't afford.
So they will all be combined?
Yeah, they'll be combined. Except for 1st and 2nd, we'll start out brand new, and then it'll fix itself in 2 years. So they're quite
because all the kids will move out, and
yeah.
They won't have it in school anymore.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Anyway, everybody's okay with the boundaries. I have not had any issues, so we'll find out. I've met with PTAs, I've met with parents. Other than the parent meeting, then I'll come back the next month, and we'll do it in the main meeting, and then we'll have 1 month to talk about it, and then we can vote on it. So it won't be March, but I'm going to have the numbers ready. We'll be doing staffing anyway, as if it's going to go through. Everybody okay with that? Anybody care?
I know.
You're
buzzed.
Trust me, this one's under control. We're okay. This is just a formality. I've got to do a check off the box so I meet the law. Well, I have not had any feedback negative on the boundary. Everybody's fine. It's an easy one.
Well, they already expect it, you know.
Well, new schools are easy. It's when you move other people. Hey, I'm done.
Huh? Good
that
job.
Was quick. That was quick.
Okay, thank you, Rick. We'll wait for Lyle to come back. The Sharp survey, the bypass, USBA follow-up. Could everybody give me like 2 or 3 sentences on anything that struck them, or they learned, or they want to implement, or I'll start with you, Kelly. Thank you, Member Blake.
One of the things that came up, and I think Craig was in that same one that I was into on the technology.
Oh, yeah.
That one was a little disconcerting to me because I know that with the level of technology that our kids are learning at a so much younger an age now, with the way we teach and with artificial intelligence, the way that it's going, the way we teach is going to change dramatically over the next 5 years. And our teachers that are older that can't adapt are either going to have to step up or step aside. It's going to be very difficult for some.
You know what thought went through my mind as I was in that class? That the method of teaching could be to the point where we don't have to hire teachers.
We have
a screen, and every kid has a device, and that's how you teach. Like online, but even more so. They'll go to a classroom and they'll...
What I perceive happening is this. Teacher's teaching in the classroom and is talking about whatever, and all of a sudden they start talking. Say they're in a history class. They start talking about a particular battle. You Google, please play the battle, and then they throw a snippet up there on the screen that it comes up on everybody's devices, and they're watching it. It throws it up on a TV that they're watching. The way they teach and the interaction and the way that it melds into the way they teach today is technology is going to have a lot to say with that, especially with artificial intelligence. Basically, we'll tell a subject, and it will basically put the lesson plan together.
Can I tell you first-hand experience, though? Doesn't work.
In some disciplines, it works.
Students are not yet ready to learn exclusively from their computer.
They have to have discussion.
There are some kids that do, but most kids are not ready to learn exclusively from the computer. The college thought about 5 years ago, hey, we're going to teach all these kids low-level math, and they're going to learn it all on the computer, and it was a colossal and dismal failure.
See, in math, I can see that.
All back in the classroom. Being taught.
Yeah.
In math, I can see that. I see it a little more difficult at at that level, but history and other types of things could very well easily be done.
Could, but I'm just telling you that certain minds can do it and certain minds cannot, and more can than can.
Right.
And more don't have the discipline to do it than do. So I'm not saying that the revolution isn't coming, but that's going to require good instruction for a long, long time
right. Before
we embed the chip in their brain.
Yeah, I don't want a chip in the brain. I just think that the way we teach and the way we utilize technology is going to change a great deal. When my granddaughter at 2 years old knows how to download apps off of the iPad, she goes through and she can do it. She goes through. It's taught her the alphabet. It's taught her words. She uses in her therapy, she uses that iPad every single day to learn a myriad things. She can actually add small, at 3 years old, she's knowing what 1 + 2 is, and she's doing small mathematical things on it.
This is what I thought when I went through that. I mean, all these budget crises and all of these things and the way to save money, the more you do electronically, the more money that you save. Yeah. And I kept thinking, well, you know, the legislators are just going to say, hey, this is what you get. Make it work. And one way we save money on human resources is to take the human element out of there and just replace it with Alexa.
I still think it's going to happen. But you could put 60 kids in a class, in a high school class, and have one teacher and teach in a you know, in a different venue.
It was a little troubling.
It was.
Dealing that.
Intriguing for me.
Okay, Laura, anyway. Give me what you learned here.
Yes, but
I want to hear something.
Oh,
yes, Laura.
Yes, Laura. Sorry, Laura.
She just messed with her swig right back.
Sorry, Laura.
I didn't even see you there, Laura.
I really try really hard. Oh, there comes Laura.
Member Hessen, is there anything that you learned?
I did a couple of the old, good old ones, like the community council one and the MBA one. So just kind of more information on the same, making sure we're still good. So.
Okay, I'm going to break really quick. I've invited Holly to come in. Holly is the new special ed director. I have not had an opportunity to meet her. I don't know how many of the board has. This is an important position. I think I thought it would be a good thing for us to have her introduce herself to us. Take a minute, if you would, just kind of tell us about you, your maybe your career path, goals, visions, hopes, dreams. Just a few minutes. Just introduce yourself to the board, please.
So, I'm Holly Cohen. I started in Jordan School District as a special ed teacher. Came to Snow Canyon Middle for about 8 years as a special ed teacher. Came here to the district as a teacher on special assignment for a few years, running secondary ed special ed programs. And then have been a coordinator with special ed since 2008. And now I am the beloved special ed director. So that's kind of my career path. I'm excited. I have built a lot of great respect and rapport in the community with teachers and principals. And so I have that going for me. And then just helping teachers, I want to reduce the caseloads, help with behavior students for the future. And that's kind of our path for the next year or two, is to reduce that and increase some behavior resources for students that are really struggling in our schools.
How long have you been in your position?
As a director, since July 1st.
So what's been your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge has obviously been the budget, because I wasn't handed a fantastic budget.
So no one in special ed in this district has ever been handed a fantastic
budget. That's not Brent's fault. It's just the nature of special ed. It's just the state, actually, the federal government, actually.
And
we don't get enough money.
And we get it in the rear. We get low money, and it's paid a year.
Yeah, we don't get enough money for what.
That didn't sound good, Larry.
We have a high percentage of special ed students across the state. So we're working to change percentages. They pay us on 12.8%.
Yeah, I know.
State's about 13.5% special ed. We're about the same here in the school district. So we're working on that, working on changing that at the state level, as well as, you know, I've been serving kids that need to be served here in Washington County. Our Medicaid payback, we had a huge Medicaid payback. That has been fulfilled. And so now it's smooth sailing, and we're not going to have the errors in Medicaid that we've had in the past. So our system—that's
been a big deal.
We've had two audits since our payback, and we have passed 100% with both. And so I have great confidence that we will continue on the Medicaid path. So
we thank you for that. Thank you for all your
awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Her transition has been the smoothest of any in that position that I've seen, whether I've been principal or in here. And a lot of that is because she has been in the trenches. She's done it. She knows her stuff.
We've worked with her for years.
People. But it has really gone as well as anything we've done in special ed for a long time.
Yeah, I think I understand the special ed point of view. I understand the administration point of view, and how can we merge all those together to help the kids. And
Holly,
so I think
well.
I have the respect
so
of people out there, which is greatly needed for this position.
Yeah.
So we can just go from here. We go up. So,
any questions
for me?
Whenever I'm out in the schools and I'm talking to special ed, they appreciate you and all of your work.
Like
so it's positive.
Yeah, that's so great. I've just heard public, so let me know if there's something I can help you do.
Thank you.
It's a very critical job.
No,
it's
very tough. Yes.
It's an intense job, and if the government's got their fingers on paperwork and all of the other policies and things, they do better more than anywhere.
Sometimes.
So she's done a great job. Thanks, Holly.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.
Was there any other comments on USBA? Anybody?
Yeah, mine, I mean, of all the interesting ones I'm seeing, because I'm going to balance this against what Kelly and that technology one, went to another one that said 5 minutes, it's called the happiness advantage, and
yeah,
it just said 5 minutes to a happier. And the studies, I mean, it goes along with our wellness room,
yeah,
but what's happening to kids in this day and age is really frightening. And one of the problems is the fact that two-year-olds can run technology.
Yeah.
Technology is killing our kids. I watch my grandkids. And to interact with them, you have to pry that thing out of their cold, dead hands. You know? They're experts at whatever computer or tablet is in their hands, but but it is killing kids emotionally and socially. At Salem Hills, they're doing a program where they start the first 5 minutes with, they only 5 minutes doesn't get it all done, but they're trying to encourage them to write 3 good things that happened in their day, write 1 positive affirmation, those kind of things. And then, oh, by the way, they encourage them to spend 5 minutes of mindfulness exercise. So they give them 5 things. There's not time to do all these 5 things in those 5 minutes, but they're starting their day doing these things. I think they're maybe onto something. It's not that different than what we're doing, except it's just a really nice way to start a day, mm-hmm. trying to rewire some minds and rewire some brains.
And we have moved this world.
A lot of our mental health stuff that we're doing so well on, this is sort of preventative. And, I mean, they're having really good success with it. I was very impressed.
You know what's so interesting to me? We talk a lot about students in tech and how they cannot get away from it. And I'm at the USPA, and there's somebody speaking. And I look around, and every adult is like, you know, they're not even looking up, they're not even pondering, and I'm guilty as everybody. And I mean, what do we expect our kids to do? When we can't,
but you know what they were doing? A lot of them were, they were taking notes.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm serious. I watched them.
I believe you.
I'm sitting by the same way as me.
I know you are. Like right now, you're taking notes of what we're doing.
Taking notes of what
we're doing. And I did what my students do. You know, my students.
This isn't really technology.
This is a new generation. They plug up their phone and they take a picture of what's on the board. That's how they take notes.
Yeah.
So I actually took notes that way in some of my meetings, but I am concerned. And again, it was refreshing. They're doing some things to actively take. Help these kids in their mental health, and it's good.
Yeah, I like that. That
may be 5 minutes to start the morning.
That's a great implementing the idea. Come on.
Anybody else?
All right, superintendent, do the employee dress code.
Okay, the employee dress code. You are going to be a board action item, and this is policy 1470. We made some significant changes. You've seen out there. Everybody has backed off. This is amenable. This is workable. And I don't know, I don't think I need to read it, but I'm telling you that the way we've done it is as specific yet general as we can be relative to just dress professional, stay a notch above the students. If in doubt, dress a little higher than the standard or what you're thinking, then a little lower. And if there's a problem, the principal has the right and the responsibility to address it with the staff. If their follow-up in a disciplinary manner doesn't meet the expectations and there's a grievance, it follows that policy, the grievance policy. Everything's in place. Everybody is satisfied, association included. So it's good. You guys are good to go. Lyle will be on. I'll present that when we get to that, but it should be good.
Okay. Thank you. Healthy Dixie, right?
Their first meeting was like on the 2nd of January, so I didn't get to that meeting under that account. But you've heard the word on the bicycles and moving ahead on a lot of roads, and so far, good stuff. They're very nice. They're good supporters over there. So they're trying to finish raising the balance of the money so that, and if Sherry was here, she could tell you a little bit more. But we are moving on this bicycle program at Lava Ridge. So,
Becky, have you got any USPA updates you'd like to give us?
We just had the convention, and then upcoming, I was going to say the USBA website for PowerUp has changed. So to log into your PowerUp and do your MBA, you log into their website to do that. So it's usba.cc, and then your username is your same login information for PowerUp. So it's the first initial of your first name and then your last name. So mine's like B.
Caps.
No, caps don't matter. So be done would be mine.
Awesome.
And then your password.
Be done.
Be done. And then your password is your generic password. So I won't say that right now because we're on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Laura.
I can tell you if you need it.
Okay. I'll text you when I get onto it. Because I'll
just a big thank you to this group. Yay for everybody getting this done.
Oh, sorry, I probably took yours.
No, it's all good. So I'll just start rolling it forward for the next year. And just remember, for our extra meeting, where we have that little Christmas reading that we were going to do. So
Okay. I read 12 and 13 for Christmas. I didn't see the relevance. So. Dixie Tech, Terry, you got anything?
We have our first board meeting in 2 weeks for the year. We passed our accreditation, so everybody kind of heaved a big sigh of relief.
Oh, man.
And then they just had the Christmas party, so we'll see what's up.
How they doing? What's the vibe up there?
I think it seems to be fairly calm. No drama, no anything. I mean, you know, a little unusual for that group, but we're still getting into it, so we'll see. They did have... Well, they did have a couple of disgruntled employees, one of whom released his laptop with a bunch of documents to somebody, but they're kind of working their way through that. It's one of those things.
I agree with Terry, just from the school district standpoint, it's almost like no news is good news, and right now we're kind of safe
and
smooth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as far as five counties goes, I wasn't able to get there. I got called away into court. I called them, asked them to put me on the phone. I guess they didn't need me for a quorum.
Foundation, we had our meeting the first Tuesday of the month. The big topic of conversation was classroom grants. There was a significant number of classroom grants submitted. Some of them were less than, what's the word I want to use?
Stellar. Complete. Yeah.
So there's a committee on the foundation board that's going to go through and try to award the classroom grants. There's going to be how much? $250,000? No, it was more like was it $160,000?
About $160,000 to $175,000.
Will be awarded in classroom grants. So it's a significant amount of money. We're talking around $500. So if you do the math, it's a lot of teachers are going to get some money. So the board, foundation board, I think is alive and well.
If I get reincarnated,
we're going to have a presentation from Dixie Power today.
Today.
So that will be good.
Ladella, they'll be here. Brent, this is that reimbursement that just comes back. It's your money. It's not foundation money that comes from Dixie Power. That's almost like a co-op payment back.
Yep.
Right? That's going to come in at $20,000?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Okay. For a while there, for some reason, it was getting deposited in the foundation, and I said, wait a second, that's it's not a donation to the foundation.
Steve,
that's our ownership share.
Not going to give that back to him.
That's my money.
Anyway, audit committee, anything, Becky?
Nope. We're having...
Now we having a meeting.
I was going to say, he's doing his stuff, but I don't think we have a date.
Okay.
Are both meetings cutting edge excitement?
Yeah.
Super.
Take your breath away. They're excited.
Super.
That's what I figured. Just the topic in general.
Okay. Super, does he have something?
Actually, it is interesting because
we're a good group.
To put some teeth in it.
Listen, on the heels of the comments, like I think Craig said something, Dave said something, when you talk computers and technology, you've got two people, Arabelle and that behind me with online and kind of the education aid. Esplin, who was the principal at our good old one-to-one, our original Essential Elements Grant School, among other things. We have the computer science requirements, HB 470, whatever that number is. I can't remember. Here's our concern. We've got Linda Brown that's spearheading the charge. She's come and spoke to us and has addressed us as executive staff. She doesn't do anything halfway. She is kind of driving it along with some of the others. Trying to remember, Ryan, isn't Ryan, I think of his name,
Ryan Reeves.
Anyway, there's a few others that are involved. We're trying to keep a balance, just so you know. There's a lot of concern about too much screen time, about too much, you know, what it does socially and everything else. So, because of Linda, that pendulum could swing very fast. And yes, we're trying to make sure, talk to Rex, talk to Richard, Nate would know, Laura would know, there's a balance in there. We've got to use technology. Kids have to learn how to use that. It's part of what their life is going to be.
There's a balance.
But you will never replace the classroom teacher. Mm-hmm.
And interaction with other students.
And there needs to be a balance.
Conversation.
Nate, is that fair to say?
Very fair.
Okay, in doing it. So we're monitoring that, and I think it's important for you guys, the board, to know, because some people will press you on that, and we have too much screen time, and it's damaging our kids. And there is some truth to that. We have to be careful. We want you to know we're cognizant of that, and we're taking that into consideration as we implement what we're doing with technology. It has to improve learning for kids. And if it doesn't do that in a positive way for all involved, then we'll downscale that. That, Rex, any other
right
comments?
No, right on.
Laura Belknap, any other comments?
So,
fair enough to say?
Yeah, right on.
Speaking of Laura Belknap, we welcome with eager anticipation anything you might want to impart to our board. We're all going to pay attention.
Well, we're going to pretend. First of all, if I could say something from my hired position by you, is that we are working, this year we opened in every high school an online Canvas course created by a group of teachers from every high school and made our own PLC. And first semester was a little rough, but we think we've gotten it better, an online PD course. We are now beginning our financial lit course online with the high school teachers so that it's taught inside their school so they have touch point. And so there's not online in school. And then one other exciting piece is that Lonnie and I have been working on writing an online bus driver training so that they can get trained online for all their book work so they can go as quickly as possible so we maybe can get them hired more quickly and then they'll have to do their practicum. And then in my other job, changing hats, first of all, as a board state school board member, I looked at every school on that list at the USBA, and every one of you are Master Boards Award. I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I really think there should be a 100%er club, so Becky's going to take care of that.
I just thought
because
that was so cool.
We were one of four.
I was... There were four. And I thought,
yeah.
I thought
until
really
this
cool.
year, you had me convinced that we had to have 100% or we couldn't get the award.
That's true.
That is the correct thing. You
so
just keep on that thought process.
And being on the board and living
100%
with you,
every year.
I have been talked to by a superintendent and by Brent about some problems we have with CTE funding. And as the chair of the finance committee at the state, we've been working on trying to work through some of the issues and questions they had. You probably know what they are, but I'm working on that because of the information I get. And then the other thing is, Holly brought this up. First of all, we think Holly's lovely, okay? Not just to look at, but for work as well. But she, the Medicare, she has been talking
yeah.
about it, and we just, is it Kager? I don't know. Medici.
Mm-hmm.
We just changed the rule in finance last week. It'll have to be approved by the board, which will make it easier for districts to get their full Medicaid funding.
That's a big deal.
That's
a big deal.
Thank you.
Stand up and
we appreciate you in the number 11.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
I'd like to see the board
thanks.
Do the wave. Could the board do the wave? Do the wave.
Is there anything that needs to come? I have one more thing that falls, but is there anything else that needs to come before the board? The only thing is, one thing I always want to talk about is I want to make sure we address school safety. I appreciate that being on the agenda. You got anything that we can...
Well, I know the updates as far as those security doors that go in
yeah.
every elementary. Those are largely in, aren't they, Rex? I think we
yes.
pretty well got them.
They're in.
They function well.
Found out we have a preschool issue we may have to deal with.
Yeah,
they'll
approve class.
But those are in place.
So.
Our communication and work
with
our
said he's going to wear a...
Under safety meetings
take
that just take place.
Oh, he said he was going to have a
book
of shield.
Your secretary is going to be dead.
Body
like
a shield
for
himself.
Can they carry?
Probably going well. Documentation. We're making sure that we're putting in the required amounts of time as we train our principals to make sure that finances are addressed properly through Brent's department. The HR, safety, and just, oh gosh, all of the... safe schools parameters from injuries to harassment to all of those safe school videos and trainings, as well as the trainings in person, both at the district level and at the school level, are in place with documentation. Michael Reesper has that. We don't miss a beat on that. I'm telling you, we can't. And so that's...
They do their drills. They do
yep.
their drills
do.
Really well. All
really
our schools perform their drills. Our kids know what to do. Better than adults.
Yeah. They are real big things. I wish we could do more. Like, I was telling
you
about Tooele School District, what they have in that Rose Springs Elementary. That's a true safety door. But
kids are
expensive.
A lot easier to train than adults, heaven's sake.
It's a man trap.
We can
yeah.
train kids
and
like
it's,
that.
It's a great way
it's
to go,
point.
But you retrofitting, it's about, what did I say, Brent? 15,000 to 30,000, depending on the size
yeah.
of the door. On an initial door, mm-hmm. it's about 10,000 a door.
I,
And some of these campuses, similar size to ours, have put in, and the way ours are configured, it wouldn't be as many. Santa Clara Elementary would probably need 25 to tell you the truth, yeah, because of all whatever they got. Our normal, kind of our new old prototype elementary, you would probably not do it with less than about 6 or 7 at about $10,000 yeah, a piece, to give you an idea.
So
but they're a real deal.
Yeah. I talked to some people who
glass
work about them.
You won't get through.
So they've been pushing really hard all over Utah for them. I've talked to a number of VAs about why they, you know, what they're looking at and everything else, and everybody's saying we can't afford them. And that's why there's really only one school in the state you can go and see them at, is because everybody's saying we can't afford them. And it's, I don't know what we do there.
We would need some help legislatively. Yeah. You know, the $65 million we asked for on one time, if we were to get money like that, we could start to address it. And we've toyed with the idea, kind of looked at it a little bit for a new school. We're too late for South Mesa. We'd be able to do it in Desert Canyon, but there would be a cost.
Yeah, it would drive up the cost.
We would need some help legislatively. I agree with Brett.
Just try to make people feel better.
Anyway, just we look at those things. We're aware of it. Okay. Money.
Thank you. Yeah. I need to go in close. I need to excuse everybody but Brent and Larry. So if I need a motion to go in the close.
I'll go make the motion.
I'm discussing the business administrator salary.
I'll make the motion.
I think I'm going to go.
Go ahead. Motion. Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we have to.